evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 1st of November. The rent's due, folks. That is, if you are cursed with rent, as I am. And, of course, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on this Thursday, November 1st. I must tell you, folks, I am coming to you just barely. I was treacherously ill last evening, folks. My enemies would have been crowing with delight to see the agony to which I was subjected last night. And it's kind of funny because on last night's program, just about 2 hours before I was stricken, I happened to mention that I do have a high tolerance for pain. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, that proved true once again. And despite the work of the devil, I am still here with you. So, in any case, we are doing a program here this evening. Otherwise, you might have been hearing an announcer say, poor old Mike Piper is dead, and everybody would have thought the Mossad would have gotten me. But no, it would have just been the work of the devil. And the devil, like the Lord, does work in mysterious ways. And we talked about that on the program last night. Talked about the shocking efforts by a Patriot radio station to ban this program. So we see that it's not just groups like the ADL that go out and ban freedom of speech. It's people that even are perceived and probably are patriots. And that's most unfortunate. But that's the way it goes, and I'm a big boy with a high level of tolerance for pain, as I've proven to myself once again. And I'm not going to let these little things get me down. One thing that we do need to keep in mind when we talk about these things of who's a patriot and who isn't, and what constitutes patriotism and what is and what isn't, is that sometimes our perceptions about these matters are very, very different. Now, I'm going to go into a specific example of that when we come back, because today over dinner I was reading a number of newspapers and reading about Hillary Clinton, who is the presumptive Democratic presidential front runner. And I know there's a lot of people out there who absolutely hate Hillary Clinton. They're absolutely convinced that she is going to become president of the United States, and that America will thus then become a Marxist dictatorship. Well, in my perception, folks, America already is a Marxist dictatorship under Republican conservative George W. Bush. So we can't really go much further than we are already now. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back, this difference between Democrat and Republican, and how the Republican conservatives who are so adamant in their opposition to Hillary and Bill Clinton really are only adamant for political reasons. You'll see more what I'm talking about when we come back. Stay tuned, because it does kind of touch upon just who to believe and who not to believe when we're talking about hardcore, real live, down and dirty politics in America. Some talk about it, some don't. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I said we would talk a little bit about the, we'll just call it the matter of Hillary Clinton. And I do want to talk about that because I think some interesting things are happening right now that you should watch in the mass media because it's a good mirror, or I shouldn't say a mirror, really. It's a good, I think it's a good indicator of the kind of manner in which the media does manipulate the news. In the meantime, a couple other quick things I want to run by you. There is a very new interesting biography out about the infamous Richard Pearl. Now, although columnist Robert Novak's own memoir about his life is entitled Prince of Darkness, which is what he was once called, there is also a biography out of Richard Pearl entitled Prince of Darkness: The Kingdom, the Power, and the End of Empire in America by Alan Weissman. Weissman's a former producer for 60 Minutes, CBS Sunday Morning, and the CBS Evening News. Obviously, with a name like Weissman, it sounds like this gentleman might be Jewish, and it's obvious that he is a member of the establishment media elite. But that doesn't seem to have affected his capacity to provide what appears to be a very interesting book about Richard Pearl. Like, as I say, it's entitled Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl. It's published by Sterling Publishing. The website address is sterlingpublishing.com. It says Union Square Press, sterlingpublishing.com. So it's probably not much different, I suspect, from what I would have written if I would have written about a book about Richard Pearl per se. But it's, I think, a book that has needed to come along for quite a while, because this guy Richard Pearl, this criminal, that he is has played a major role in political affairs. Seems as though, if I'm not mistaken, the very picture of Richard Pearl he uses on the cover of his book is the same picture of Richard Pearl that I used on the cover of my book, The High Priests of War, of which Richard Pearl certainly is one of the integral figures. So if you're interested in a mainstream study of Richard Pearl, which seems to have a lot of good information in it, there it is. You can get that in your bookstores or go to sterlingpublishing.com, and I'm sure they'll be able to send you a copy of the book. Well, Archbishop Desmond Tutu has been an icon of the mass media for years. You know, he was a critic of the apartheid regime in South Africa, and it seemed like you couldn't turn on television or open up a newspaper or a major news magazine in the days, in the closing days of the apartheid regime in South Africa. It seems like you couldn't turn on television or radio or read the press without hearing how wonderful Archbishop Desmond Tutu is. Now, I don't know Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and I only had the media to go by. Well, guess what? Archbishop Desmond Tutu is no longer considered a good guy by the mass media. Guess why? He's a critic of Israel. Now, I've known that for several years, and a lot of people have known that for several years, but they've really tried to keep that under wraps because, you know, here was one of the quote-unquote good guys all of a sudden coming out and saying something bad about dear little Israel. So now, Archbishop Tutu was recently in Boston, and according to Washington Jewish Week, Archbishop Tutu issued an impassioned plea to the Jewish people to end Israel's oppression of Palestinians. He spoke at a conference entitled "The Apartheid Paradigm in Palestine, Israel," and there, Archbishop Tutu urged Jews to heed the call of their God and act appropriately. Well, now, it's interesting, the conference where Archbishop Tutu spoke was sponsored by Sabeel. Now, I hear a lot of the Muslim haters out there say, oh, that's one of them Muslim groups. Well, no, this is actually a Palestinian Christian organization. But 45 Boston-area Jewish community institutions and synagogues did protest the appearance by Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Kind of interesting, Archbishop Tutu had been invited to speak before a Minnesota university, and then when they heard that might not be appreciated by quote-unquote members of the Jewish community, they withdrew the invitation. Well, subsequent to that, there's been some pressure on that university, and now they said, well, maybe we would like to have Archbishop Tutu back. But can you imagine that, folks? Can you imagine that, folks? This is a guy, you know, whether you like the position, and I know there's a lot of people out there who don't like Archbishop Tutu because of the fact that he opposed the apartheid regime, which a lot of white nationalists in the United States like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, folks, I want you to look at it in the context, the bigger context here. Here's Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who was hailed by the mass media as something next to God himself for years and years and years. And now because he says boo to Israel, he's suddenly become a bad guy. And all these Jewish leaders, 40, ladies and gentlemen, 45 Boston-area Jewish community institutions and synagogues. Now, there are those who want to say, well, that doesn't mean all the Jews did. Only some of the Jews did. Well, yes, that's true, folks. I'm sure not every Jew in Boston came out to protest against Archbishop Tutu. But it was 45 Boston-area Jewish community institutions and synagogues. That's a pretty large number. So I'm going to say this, folks. This may upset and it may offend some of the listeners. But I think it's pretty safe to say that when 45 organizations, Jewish organizations in the Boston area, protested an event held by a Christian organization, a Palestinian Christian organization, because of the appearance, particularly of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, I think I can safely say that the Jews don't like Archbishop Desmond Tutu, that the Jews tried to stop Archbishop Desmond Tutu from speaking. Of course, not all the Jews, ladies and gentlemen. If there are 5,000 Jews in Boston, I'm not saying that all the Jews in Boston did, but I'm willing to bet you that there's probably only 46 Jewish organizations in Boston, but 45 of them rallied to stop Archbishop Tutu. So like I say, I'm not saying all the Jews are out to get Desmond Tutu. I'm not saying all the Jews are pro-Israel. I'm not saying all the Jews are angry at Archbishop Tutu saying that the Jews should stop oppressing Palestinians. And I don't want to offend anybody out there, like I offended somebody down in Texas who called in and complained that they were offended by my comments about religion, that is, comments about Jewish power in America. But I'm here to tell you that the Jews don't like Archbishop Desmond Tutu, if this Jewish newspaper's facts are to be believed. And, of course, I can't imagine that a Jewish newspaper would lie. Same newspaper, Forward, announces that Jimmy Carter has made efforts to repair his relations for the Jewish community, which got mad at him for saying boo to Israel. And his efforts were rebuffed not once but twice last week and at the very highest levels. Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League says, I didn't want to be used. I didn't think anything constructive could come out of meeting, could come out of the meeting, except for him being able to say he met with Jewish leaders. Now, the president, the former president, Nobel Peace Prize winner, and I know a lot of you don't like the Nobel Peace Prize, but he is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He also met with Jewish members of Congress on Capitol Hill, and according to the Forward, which is a highly respected Jewish newspaper, the meeting turned into a passionate rebuke of the former president's views on Israel and the Middle East. And Gary Ackerman, he's this really horribly ugly little fat kinky-haired congressman from New York, really ugly little guy, here's what he said. Listen to this. This is what a respected Jewish member of Congress said about the former president of the United States. He left the room less happy than Lincoln was when he left the Ford Theater. Now, that's supposed to be a joke, folks, but that sounds to me like a provocation. Congressman Ackerman comparing Jimmy Carter's experience at that meeting to Abe Lincoln's experience at Ford's Theater. That is pretty disgusting, frankly. Now, you know, if anybody else said something like that, you know, they'd be forced to apologize. But since it was a highly regarded supporter of Israel saying that about somebody who has been a critic of Israel, well, you know, that's okay. You know, it's kind of Abe Foxman talking about, and listen to this, Jimmy Carter and Abe Foxman. Foxman says, he is entitled not to support Israel, but he is not entitled to come out and fuel anti-Semitic canards. Oh, I'm getting so tired of hearing about this. I really, folks, I should have been an accountant. I'm telling you this. I'm really, really tired of all this. Well, we are going to a break very shortly, folks. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk about Hillary Clinton. And if you're a real Hillary Clinton hater, and you're absolutely convinced that because you hate her so much, she is going to become president, I'm here to tell you, you may be disappointed. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, where on this program we dare to say boo, not only on Halloween night, but on every night, to the state of Israel and its powerful advocates who are destroying America by their very actions on American soil. And the word soil is more than appropriate when you consider the actions of these people. Well, that having been said, I'm going to talk about Hillary Clinton. Now, this is not advocating the election of Hillary Clinton as president, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of people out there going to say, ah, that Piper's supporting Hillary Clinton for president. No, I'm not supporting Hillary Clinton for president. The only person I'm supporting for president, other than myself, perhaps, is Ron Paul. And frankly, sorry to say it, I don't think Ron Paul is going to get elected president. But that doesn't mean I'm not encouraging people to contribute to his campaign or to do everything they can to build up his campaign, because I think his campaign is very important for America. And elected or not, Ron Paul is getting a message out there that could perhaps lay the groundwork ultimately for many, many people in both political parties to hear a voice for sanity and a voice for reason, which is precisely what Ron Paul is. And Ron Paul, as I caution you always, We don't know that he's not perfect, but we don't know that he's perfect either. But needless to say, he's a whole hell of a lot better than the rest of the garbage that we've been presented in the Republican Party's presidential wannabes, particularly the guy who appears to be the Republican Party front runner, Rudy Giuliani. Now, it's interesting, Pat Buchanan's sister, Bay, who has made a wonderful living in the political arena, running her brother's presidential candidate aspirations, and now she's running the campaign of Tom Tancredo, who, as far as I'm concerned, wrote himself off into the hinterlands. He put himself beyond the pale when he advocated bombing Mecca and Medina. Well, in any case, Bay Buchanan is quoted as having said that if Rudy Giuliani were the Republican nominee and Hillary Clinton were the Democratic nominee, she would vote for Hillary Clinton because for the very simple reason that she doesn't want to see a liberal Republican type like Rudy Giuliani get the White House because of the impact that it would have on the Republican Party forever and ever. Well, she makes a very interesting point, and I can certainly see that point. But my concern is with the Hillary warriors, the people who have been absolutely convinced that if Hillary Clinton gets elected president, that this is going to be the end of the American Republic. Well, repeating myself earlier, I said already before here tonight, and I've said it other times, that under George W. Bush, we already have a president who's instituted a framework through the Patriot Act and any number of other measures that we do know about, and many, many, I'm sure, that we don't know about, and actually many, many of these things have been in place for a long, long time, to set in place a dictatorship with just the signing of an executive order. That having been said, there are still those who are convinced that, and they were convinced that Bill Clinton was reelected some years ago, that that would be the end of America. Well, we somehow got through 8 years of Bill Clinton, but it did provide Republicans a lot to worry about, and now they're worrying about Hillary Clinton. Well, I don't think they really need to worry that much about Hillary Clinton, because I see, in my perception, for whatever it's worth, and it won't get you even a bottle of cheap wine at Christopher Boleyn's local liquor store, but I see the media beginning to pull the rug out from under Hillary Clinton. Just within the last week, I have been seeing the noises that keep saying, well, Hillary has a massive lead nationwide, but in Iowa and New Hampshire, it appears that Barack Obama is picking up. It appears that John Edwards is picking up. It appears this, it appears that. Folks, don't forget that just was it 4 years ago, Howard Dean was the overwhelming front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination, and the rug was pulled out from under him in Iowa. And according to Forward, that highly respected Jewish newspaper that I cited earlier here this evening, which I cite many, many times because they seem to know what's going on in this country more than anybody else does, Forward, frankly, candidly, colorfully, carefully, and cautiously described 4 years ago how it was the Jewish community in Iowa that rallied to defeat Howard Dean. The Jewish community was sent the signal by whoever sends the word out that Howard Dean had to be stopped because Howard Dean couldn't be trusted. And the Jewish community came out there and they knocked Howard Dean out of the box. So we're coming back to that and more regarding Hillary Clinton when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, taking you on a long, winding tour of the conservative movement vis-a-vis a discussion of Hillary Rodham Clinton and her presidential aspirations. There's a point to all this, folks. I know it sounds kind of complicated, but there is a point to all this, so just bear with me. Coming back to what happened 4 years ago in the Democratic primary, or the Democratic caucuses in Iowa, it was the American, or it was the Jewish community of Iowa, according to Forward, that rallied together to knock Howard Dean out. What happened was they rallied behind John Edwards. Now, the consequence of this was that John Edwards suddenly had this massive boost of support that I can't recall if it was Edwards or if it was John Kerry who actually won that caucus out there. But the point is, it may have even been Howard Dean, but the point is Howard Dean's campaign was stopped in Iowa because a small group of people rallied together against him, organized enough people to come out. And if you recall at that point, if you can recall back that far, John Kerry, John Forbes Kerry, senator from Massachusetts, had all been written off until that time. But because Howard Dean was knocked out of the box, it enabled Kerry's campaign to revive, likewise with that of Senator, then Senator Edwards, and the two ultimately teamed up, and Howard Dean got the booby prize, the Democratic National Chairman. And, of course, people say, oh, no, that didn't happen. It was Howard Dean gave that crazy speech. Well, folks, that crazy speech that Howard Dean gave that was given about a week before Iowa, or maybe it was a week after Iowa, but the point is that crazy speech that he gave, even someone from CBS News came out and admitted that they turned down the volume of everything on that recording except Howard Dean's voice, so it appeared as though this man was screaming at the top of his voice to a quiet audience. Well, aside from all that, let's get back to the point of Hillary Clinton. The point I'm making here, folks, is that there are now these signs that are suggesting that Barack Obama and John Edwards are catching up to Hillary Clinton. And I have been saying all along that despite all the money she has, despite all the endorsements she has, I do not think that the powers that be in this country, and read that any way you want to read it, I do not believe that the powers that be in this country really do want Hillary Clinton as president of the United States. So those of you who have this instinctive gut disgust or hatred or feeling of distaste for Hillary Clinton, I don't think you should worry about it right now, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm not going to make any predictions here, because my predictions, as I say, won't get you a cheap bottle of wine and they will not make you any money, but I don't think Hillary Clinton is going to go that far. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see her knocked out of the race. Just the headlines in the local papers here in Washington, D.C., and the headlines in these papers do count. No matter how much distaste you have for Washington, D.C., these newspapers do have an impact upon the people who do count, sadly enough. These criminal elements here in Washington that run our country, the headlines and the tone of the stories, both in the Washington Post and the conservative Washington Times, which couldn't figure out how to say something good about Hillary Clinton if they wanted to, these newspapers are leading us to believe, those of us who read these influential newspapers, that perhaps there are things stirring out there in the Democratic heartland which could pull the plug on Hillary Clinton. And even if she does get the Democratic presidential nomination, even if she does take Barack Obama on as her vice presidential running mate, as many suspect will happen or could happen, which personally I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be Bill Richardson. I could probably be proven wrong, but the fact is, I think when push comes to shove, the power elite in this country will prefer a tried and true shill of the likes of Rudy Giuliani over someone like Hillary Clinton, who they just don't really trust. And if you'll recall, some months ago here in this program, several weeks ago in this program, I cited a very interesting poll taken in Israel. It's taken on a regular basis by one of the leading newspapers in Israel. And Rudy Giuliani has always been the overwhelming favorite, which should come as to surprise no one. And while Hillary Clinton has ranked very high in terms of people supporting her day-to-day comments on the presidential campaign vis-a-vis things that relate to the state of Israel, in the bigger picture, when the question was raised, do you trust Hillary Clinton? That is, do you think that she will follow the policies that she advocates on the campaign trail? The overwhelming response of our dear, dear allies in our dear, dear friendly state of Israel was that they don't trust Hillary Clinton. And frankly, folks, I can understand why people don't trust Hillary Clinton, because everything I have read about her, and I'm not talking about her politics, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about her day-to-day dealings with fellow human beings and longtime friends and associates, she sounds like one of the most horrible women, horrible human beings. I don't want to be accused of being sexist here, ladies and gentlemen. She sounds like one of the most horrible human beings that has ever appeared on the face of the planet. She is just not a very nice person. Whereas, oddly enough, just in contrast, former President George H.W. Bush, from what I've read, appears to be one of the nicest, most charming people that certainly ever occupied the White House in recent years, which is seems a bit contradictory, considering the fact that this is the former director of the CIA, that this man, George H.W. Bush, has been linked to all sorts of terrible, terrible intrigues over the years, international drug dealing, murders, wars, revolutions, massive corruption on a grand scale, not to mention the fact that he's the father of this horrible punk that is leading America down the road to Armageddon. But aside from all that, this does bring directly to the point I was about to make. And it's been a long and winding road, ladies and gentlemen, we've taken here tonight discussing this, but I'm trying to put it all out on the table to show you that things regarding Hillary Clinton are not so cut and dried. And that brings us back to Bush versus Clinton. Back, how long ago was that, folks? The year that George Bush was defeated for re-election by Bill Clinton. And you know, I remember, folks, the Republicans were out there saying, Bill Clinton's a drug dealer. Haven't you heard about all his drug dealing activities in Mena, Arkansas? Bill and Hillary Clinton are up to their eyeballs in cocaine. And their crooked associates, those horrible Arkansas hillbillies, they're bad people. Well, folks, you know, the Republican grassroots activists were really up in arms about the fact that Bill and Hillary were tied into the Mena dealings down there in Arkansas, the Mena airport and the cocaine running and so forth. There was one real problem with that, though. While all the evidence clearly indicates that the Clintons were indeed up to their eyeballs in it, they were up to their eyeballs in it right alongside George H.W. Bush, the candidate that he was trying to dislodge from the presidency. And of other rumors that have come out since then, and one of the rumors is traced back to a very highly regarded former lawman turned private detective. If these stories about the Bush administration being involved in the affairs in MENA, all through the CIA, it appears as though young Bush, W., our current president, was also, maybe I should say, up to his nostrils in the cocaine dealings that were being carried out. So the point is this, folks, these Republican grassroots people that were out there warning America of how bad the Clintons were and how terrible the Clinton family's involvement in MENA was, were not telling you the bigger picture, the fact that the Clintons were just part and parcel of a bipartisan, high-level, down-and-dirty operation of the CIA in conjunction, yes, I'm sorry to say it, folks, with elements of Israel's Mossad, or I shouldn't say elements of Israel's Mossad, in conjunction with Israel's Mossad. And there we come to that strange little quandary again. While there were many people who were willing to say that the CIA was up to its eyeballs in MENA, no one wanted to mention the Israeli connection in the broader picture. Isn't that interesting, folks? Isn't that interesting how the Republicans who were trying to scare America about Bill Clinton and what a horrible communist he was, what a horrible drug dealer he was, they didn't want to mention the fact that this horrible communist drug dealer was in bed with the Bush family. And, you know, it's pretty common knowledge. It's been mentioned in the major press that George Bush and Bill Clinton are pretty good friends. Amazingly, of course, folks, this is one guy who defeated another guy for re-election. But, you know, when you get behind the scenes in these higher circles, that's where you get the real hardcore facts. And that is what the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that these people, they have their Republican labels and they have their Democratic labels, but ultimately they are out there little stage players doing the bidding of the same people behind the scenes. So you see, even if you have Rudy Giuliani versus Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton gets elected, she is going to be under the discipline and the pressure of the very same forces that are behind Rudy Giuliani. Bill Clinton was painted as a communist and an evil draft dodger during the Vietnam War. Well, actually, I would have to say maybe more power to him. Maybe he knew something Maybe he knew something that my poor brother didn't, my poor brother who got drafted and sent to Vietnam. But then again, folks, there we come to one of these little things that people don't understand. All the evidence indicates Bill Clinton was working for the CIA. He did get away from the draft, but he was working as a CIA informant on anti-war groups. Bill Clinton was working for the CIA, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think that George H.W. Bush himself hardly had anything to say about Bill Clinton's activities during the Vietnam War? Because this former CIA director knew precisely what I'm telling you. And yet, to this day, there are still people who denounce Bill Clinton as a draft dodger. Well, yes, he did get out of the draft, but he was also still, nonetheless, working for the U.S. government as a CIA informant. And I want to tell you, that is something that can also probably be said about former Senator John Kerry. John Kerry was a military man who then became a leader in the anti-war movement. And I'm telling you, folks, you look at it very carefully, that's exactly what you find. It's a very carefully crafted stage play here, folks. So don't worry too much about Hillary Clinton. Don't put your head down on the pillow at night and say, dear Lord, please, don't let Hillary Clinton get elected president, because that will mean the end of America. It's going to be the end of America if any of these people, except for the possible exception of Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and Mike Gravel, get elected president, ladies and gentlemen, because unless there's a severe reversal of policies, nothing is going to save this country from itself. I really begin to think the fact that Republicans were willing to support George W. Bush, who was involved in the same drug dealing as Hillary Clinton, and they knew it. And yet they were the ones who were pointing at the Clintons and saying how horrible the Clintons were. The Clintons were drug dealers. When the Clintons were in drug dealing partnership with the Bush family, what does that tell you about these Republicans and their kosher conservative grassroots people? They're all hypocrites from top to bottom. If you're going to attack Hillary and Bill Clinton for their drug dealing activities, attack the Bushes too. But oh no, no, George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush was a Republican. And any Republican is better than any Democrat, especially the Clintons. Oh, folks, I feel like I'm throwing wet blankets on a nice party. I feel like I'm kind of saying there's no hope. No, I'm not saying there's no hope. I'm saying there is hope. There is hope if people begin to be gutsy, if people begin to throw away these partisan bindings that keep them tied to the Republican Party, and these people who are afraid to talk about Israel and the role that Israel has played in so many of these intrigues, because as long as we refuse to tell the bigger picture, to tell the entire story, we are going to lose. And that goes for all those conservatives out there who think that they can continue to avoid mentioning the role that Israel and its lobby in America has in the conduct of not only U.S. foreign policy, but in so many of our own domestic policies, including the Second Amendment. So everything I've talked about here tonight, I hope it makes sense to you folks, because it makes sense to me. It all ties together. All of these phony divisions and these phony labels of liberal and conservative and Democrat and Republican, they really, really don't mean that much anymore, and they never have in the first place, and yet people still hang on to them. And then, of course, as I've demonstrated here, the hypocrisy of these Republicans and the Republican Party officials and even grassroots independent conservatives who were fighting against the Clintons and yet who wouldn't be willing to go as far as they could and say, yes, the Clintons were in it with the Bushes. It just goes to show you folks that things are not as they seem in this country in so many, many realms. You know, I've been talking for a long time here, folks. I'm amazed that I've had the energy to do it. We've had Mike from Illinois sitting patiently waiting for quite a while here, and we are going to a break in a moment, but when we come back, we are going to bring up Mike. So, ladies and gentlemen, God willing, I will be here tomorrow night, and I'd be curious if those of you who've been listening patiently tonight, listening to me ranting and raving about quote-unquote the truth, certainly my perception of the truth as it relates to this matter of the Clintons and Republican politics, high-level intrigue, I'd be curious to any comments you might have. So please, if you have any comments, please bring them to me tomorrow night. In the meantime, when we come back from the break, we're going to Mike from Illinois, who's been waiting very patiently. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are wrapping it up here for this hour tonight, but we've got Mike from Illinois who's been waiting patiently for quite a while. Mike, come on up. How are you tonight?
Good, Mike. How are you?
All righty. Well, considering everything, I'm doing dandy. Yeah.
I was listening to what you were talking about, and it reminded me of an incident my uncle was talking about a while back First, have you seen Christian Amanpour's God's Warriors, the Jewish Warriors?
No, I haven't seen that, no.
It's really interesting. In it, I was watching the rerun last night, and they were saying how in the early 90s, at the end of President Bush's the father's term, he was lobbying Congress to put strings on loan guarantees to Israel because they were building settlements.
Right.
And how that brought the ire of the lobby against them, and, you know, he finally backed down. And that reminded me of something my uncle said after Bush lost to Clinton. He used to own a business, and he was talking to his to his banker, a local bank, and the owner or the chairman of the bank was Jewish. And it was like after work, and they were both talking, and they were talking about how Clinton won, and the banker, the Jewish banker, said that the reason why Bush lost was because of the media, kind of wink, wink. and my uncle was saying, you know, laughing and saying what he, reading between the lines, telling me what he really meant by that. And do you come to the same conclusion that first Bush lost because he dared to go against the lobby?
Oh, yes, I thought that all along. I mean, that's what put George W. Bush out of office. George H. W. Bush out of office. Yeah, it was not. You know, a lot of people thought it was because the Jews were so enthusiastic about the Clintons. It's that they were just less enthusiastic about George H. W. Bush.
So that's why
Bill Clinton got in the first place. And if you recall, he didn't even get in with a majority of the popular vote. And then during the 4 years, his first four-year term, he was constantly under siege by who? Or by whom, I should say. The mass media. Thanks to the mass media, we knew all about Bill Clinton's personal affairs. We knew all about his political affairs. We knew all about his business affairs. He was under constant investigation. So they were keeping Bill Clinton in line for his first term, and in his second term, he was impeached. Now, you know, this just runs completely contrary to the general supposition that Bill Clinton was supported by the mass media. Bill Clinton was not supported by the mass media during his 8 years in office. So I asked the question, why? And my answer is, they never trusted him. But they wanted to get rid of George H.W. Bush because he proved that he couldn't be trusted.
Yeah, I was really shocked to see how George Bush, the father, kind of stood up to lobby for a while there. But so most people say that Clinton would never have won if it were not for H. Ross Perot taking away a lot of the George Bush's votes.
Yeah, there's another factor, too, that whole Perot thing. Perot never liked Bush for a variety of reasons, going back to Bush's intrigues in the intelligence community. And a lot of people thought that that's what Ross Perot's whole intent was, just to undermine George Bush. And, you know, he didn't care whether Bill Clinton or anybody got elected. It was a matter of keeping George Bush from getting reelected. So, again, you know, that whole enigma of Ross Perot, you know, on the one hand, his appearance is that he's just this eccentric billionaire, but I think there's probably a lot more to him than that, but I don't pretend to know what it is.
Right. Oh, well, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call. Thanks for your patience. Yeah, apologies. Right. There was another caller had come in at the last minute there, folks, but obviously I was a little long-winded here this evening. That's not unusual. In any case, as I say, God willing, and all sorts of things. God willing, I'll be here tomorrow night. It may disappoint a lot of people. But I intend to be here tomorrow night, and I hope all of you will be too.